Chapter 7. The Princess's Decision. Again and again, the princess had dreamed about the tiger attacking her lover. These dreams made her jump out of bed in horror. She would cover her face. She tried not to think of the cruel teeth of the tiger. Again and again, the princess had dreamed about her lover opening the other door. She imagined him rushing to meet that other woman. She imagined the glad shouts from the crowd. She imagined the happy bells ringing. She imagined the smiling priest and the singing choir. She imagined the couple walking away together on a path of flowers. Her mind burned in pain at these dreams. The princess went back and forth in her thoughts. Would it not be better for him to die quickly? He could then wait for her in heaven. Yet that awful tiger, her lover's painful cries, his blood. She had given him her decision in a second, but she had made it after days and nights of difficult thought. She had known he would ask. She had decided on her answer long before the trial. And without the slightest delay, she had moved her hand to the right. Do not think lightly about her decision. It was a very serious one for her. I do not presume to be able to answer it. I leave that to you. Which do you think came out of the opened door? The lady or the tiger?